Welcome here to episode 2 of the Bi Daily Politics Show. Welcome, I'm Troy Robbins. Again, hello there. Good evening. Now, of course, my news that anyone sensible is going to be talking about, of course, is the Democratic elections in the United States of America. And, of course, that the Republicans has lost that important one-seat majority in the Senate to the Democrats who've taken power in the last 12 years, which they haven't been able to do so. So is it a good thing that the Democrats have taken over? Depends if you're a Democrat or not, doesn't it? But the idea that corruption has been going on is a serious allegation, so I think it has to be taken seriously into account. And of course, famous, lovely man, Alan Johnson, yeah, right, has stepped aside from the Labour leadership race, saying he will support Chancellor Gordon Brown. Then again, he hasn't got much choice, seeming that Brown will get practically every single member of his party to vote for him. Because he's like that, Gordon Brown. So, yes, where were we? Yes. Mr. Johnson had been seen as a possible Blairite candidate to take on Mr. Brown, who is overwhelming favourite. But quite frankly, what's the point in trying to take someone over who, blatantly, you will not defeat, as it were? Meanwhile, in the other news, Conservative leader David Cameron has called for significantly less immigration to the UK from outside the European Union. Which is pretty impressive for the Conservative Party to have a solid policy on immigration, seeming such a touchy subject with them nowadays, after the rather racist, some people have called, their 2005 manifesto. Was it racist? It's up to you to decide that sort of thing.
Chat with bald head, looks at another bald head guy and says, you've got a turn.
He does. Other news in politics. Apparently the NHS is slipping into the deficit once again as hospitals and local services, community services, struggle to balance the books. Good Lord. And there we were, thinking that it was the best year ever. Thank you, Patricia Hewitt. Your input is so welcome. Very welcome. And if you've got any more helpful advice, I'm sure that the doctors...
I buy 6 lavatories!
The doctors will be most intrigued to hear that. They will be. I'm absolutely sure. Meanwhile, in other
politics news,
Cherie launches AIDS conference. Well, let's just ignore Cherie Blair because she doesn't deserve any sort of treatment. She deserves to be ignored. Lib Dems is interesting. They're preparing for the very considerable chance there'll be a snap election next year. I really wouldn't bother. You're never going to get anywhere near number 10. Apart from if you take some sort of petition of, I don't know,
rabbits with holes in.
That's the one. Or some people start smoking cabbages, you know, anti-green policy. I don't know, maybe they probably won't do that, I'm guessing. No one will smoke a cabbage. Not in my lifetime. Anyway. Judges in England and Wales can be given greater discretion to decide the sentence terrorists should potentially join with dangerous criminals. Good. Moving on. Let's have a look. Peers back down over extradition. Right. That's nice. Hang on. That looked interesting. Hang on, where are we? Try NatWest 3, the Tories have said. In England. Well, I think they probably should be, because, you know, what have the Americans got to do with any sort of British justice? They are a bunch of corrupt anyway. Sorry. Corrupt people. Yes, especially that, what's his called? George Bush, that's the one. They misunderestimated him, as he said. Oh dear. Well, here we end today's short but sweet podcast. On a note, this is this. On that note, yeah. Goodbye.